Blackstone Audio presents Catching the Wolf of Wall Street by Jordan Belfort. To my love, Ann Kopp, for being such a good sport. Author's note. This book is a work of memoir. It is a true story based on my best recollections of various events in my life. Where indicated, the names and identifying characteristics of certain people mentioned in the book have been changed, in order to protect their privacy. In some instances, I rearranged and/or compressed events and time periods in service of the narrative, and I recreated dialogue to match my best recollection of those exchanges. Prologue. Crocodile Tears. September 2, 1998. You'd think that anyone who is facing 30 years in jail and a $100 million fine would be ready to settle down and play things straight. But no. I must be some sort of glutton for punishment. Or maybe I'm just my own worst enemy. Whatever the case, I'm the Wolf of Wall Street. Remember me? The investment banker who partied like a rock star, the one whose life was sheer insanity, the one with the choir boy face, the innocent smile, and the recreational drug habit that could sedate Guatemala. You remember. I wanted to be young and rich, so I hopped on the Long Island Railroad and headed down to Wall Street to seek my fortune, only to come up with a brainstorm that inspired me to bring my own version of Wall Street out to Long Island instead. And what a brainstorm it was! By my 27th birthday, I had built one of the largest brokerage firms in America. It was a place where the young and the uneducated would come to